Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio. Today, I just so happens to be International Women's Day. And as such, I've got a little something to say. If you'll indulge me for the next few minutes, in one of my many attempts to be transparent with y'all on the show, because I pride myself on telling y'all the truth about things and how things are as I see them, I wanted to give a quick shout out on this International Women's Day to the ladies of the country music industry. I see you. You're out there killing it, and I could not be more proud. Now, I don't claim to play the most females in country music. I've never claimed that. That distinction goes to a station and shows and podcasts much bigger than ours. But please believe me when I say that I am absolutely doing my part to help you guys out. And on that note, I wanted to give a shout out to some ladies that inspire me in this radio / podcast / country music industry. Betsy Spina, Brooke Taylor, Kessie Lynn Wells, and my girl Sandra D, and my friend Dana Marie, and last but not least, my lovely friend, Miss Katie Cook. I have literally learned so much from you guys, and to see you guys out there succeeding and absolutely killing it in this beast that we call the music industry is like I said, it's beyond inspiring to me. Okay, so my little rant is over for now. So but with all that being said, today on the show, we have a brand new music from Tara Tinsley, Corey Spires, and Stevie Jewell. We'll also be talking about our interviews with Corey and Stevie over the years. This should be fun. But before we get into this week's countdown, let's take you guys back to last week and see where we left off. Coming in at number 3 last week was the debut from Riley Roth called Friendly. At number 2 last week, we had the brand new one from Chase Martin called A Love Without You. And at number 1 last week was the debut single from Kelsey Kulick called More Time. Now, before we get into today's countdown, I wanted to make mention to you guys that there will be no Indie Country Radio next week. I'm kind of taking a little personal day for myself. We all need it. We all We all have those days where we just need to relax and recharge. So next week there will be a no intent radio for that reason. Specifically that reason. Okay, so who's ready for this week's countdown? The artist coming in this week at number 3 is a dear, dear friend of mine. I met Stevie Jewell in 2017 at the Wobble Awards, which I was nominated for in Nashville, and where I won my first award for the show, which still blows my mind to this day that I even win awards for doing this. But that's beside the point. Coming in this week at number 3, this is Stevie Jewell with They Warn You on Indie Country Radio.
Trouble hidden inside the fence, but I reckon it is brewing and the air is getting tense. You're trying to keep me blind to all that I could do. You took every mirror out of every room, but I discovered a window and saw both inside and out. Realized I was a tiger but was playing a mouse. You know just what you've done and now it's a fair game. Turns out I've got claws.
Coming in at number 3 this week, that was Stevie Jewell with They Warn You. A Canadian-born, American-raised, Stevie Jewell is storyteller country with a twist of Southern rock. A multi-award-winning and Grammy-nominated, before she turned 20, Stevie has performed at the White House, a Canadian Country Music Awards, and all over the U.S. and Canada to a great acclaim. A student of the Royal Conservatory in Canada, a Las Vegas Academy for the Performing Arts, and the Atlanta Music Academy, Stevie's powerful storytelling and stunning vocal presence highlight her unique artistic identity, connects her to her audience across the globe. Having graduated from Belmont University, alma mater of Brad Paisley, Florida Georgia Line, and more, Stevie Jewel is based in Nashville, Tennessee. She is collaborating with Nashville's A-listers like Tom Douglas and Canadian A-lister Dave Thompson. On March 2nd of last year, Stevie's first concept album, The Phoenix Story, which has been a work in progress for several years, was released, and her single Off the Market was added to over 50 radio stations, and her single Bad Habit scored extensive play on SiriusXM's CBC Country. She was considered for a Grammy nomination in more than 5 combined categories for songs One Last Kiss and Told You So. Her single, At One Last Kiss, reached number 24 on Billboard. She performed at the White House, like I mentioned earlier. Performed across the country in historic venues from Rockwood Music Hall in New York City to the Mint in Los Angeles. And let me see if there's a place. If I can tell you where she's playing. I don't see a place on her website that tells where she's playing, but if you can catch Stevie at a show, trust me, do it. And like I said earlier, I met Stevie back in 2017 after following her on social media for a couple of years prior to that. And we had her on the show a time or two. I played a lot of her music on indie country radio. And she is one of the absolute sweetest girls you'll ever meet. So again, that was Stevie Jewel with her brand new single, They Warned You. Coming in this week at number 2, we have another good friend of mine, Miss Corey Spires, who I met this past year at the 2018 Kickmo Awards, which I had the honor and distinction of co-hosting. And speaking of Kickmo, I'm not exactly sure when that'll be this year, but as soon as I have dates, I will let you guys know. And there is a big surprise that you guys don't want to miss, which I will reveal more information on when I can. But I met Corey Spires at the Kickmo Awards last year, where I got to introduce one of her performances, and I think if I'm not mistaken, I get to announce her as a nominee for something. So this is Akori's brand new single. This is Akori Spires with High coming in at number two on Indie Country Radio.
I never had the time to sit around and waste my life, but my last lover brought me down, but your love got me off the ground. You make me so high, got my heart tied up in ice.
That was Akori Spires with her a brand new single, High. Akori is a country rock artist, but she loves being on stage and loves to travel. She's the type of girl who always stays true to her roots wherever she is and wants to be an inspiration to all. Akori is a member of the Georgia chapter of NAC MMAI. She's an SVU Universe Awards nominee for a rising star and female vocalist. Akori is also a nominee for a female vocalist, rising star, and young female vocalist at the KICMA Awards, which I mentioned earlier about KICMA. She is also a winner of the LOZ Awards for a female vocalist. Played on stations worldwide, has performed many times in Nashville during CMA week for a Nashville spotlight, and is also the lead singer for her band, Corey, and the High Voltage Band. So again, that was, like I said, that was Corey Spires with her a new single, High. And like I said, I met Corey last year, and as you guys heard, she has a really powerful voice, and we had her on the show a few weeks ago, and she is just as sweet as they come. I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't actually get a chance to talk to her during Kickma because I was busy doing my co-host duties, but once I sat down and actually talked to her on the show, it was like I'd known her my entire life. And that's what I love about most of the 95% of the country music industry. It feels like you've known these people your entire life once you sit down and talk to them. I remember I met a couple of members of Delta Ray on my birthday this past year, and backstage at the Opry, and talking to them, it was like it was literally like we've been friends forever, and that's what I love and respect about this industry so much. It's a family type atmosphere that they just take you in and treat you like family, like I said earlier, and every single interview I do on the show, I come away with it, or I come away from it knowing something more about the industry that I didn't know previously, and I love that aspect of doing what I do. So, with all that yammering out of the way, who's ready for the number one song of the week? This week, the number one spot belongs to Tara Tinsley with her a brand new single, Better Early Than Never. I'll tell you guys a little more about Tara after I play the song. So this is Tara Tinsley with Better Early Than Never, coming in at number one this week on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Through the night.
And coming in at number one this week, that was Tara Tinsley with A Better Early Than Never. Tara Tinsley is a singer-songwriter who has been compared to artists like Miranda Lambert and Blondie, all while maintaining a fresh, unique sound which can definitely be heard in her EP, Meet Me Halfway, which features 7 rocking songs, including one she wrote with country star Tracy Lawrence called More Sinners Than Saints. Originally from Michigan, she moved to California in 2002 to pursue music, acting, and modeling. After spending many successful years in the sunny, beautiful state, she decided to dive deeper into her music and songwriting career by moving to Nashville in 2012. Over the years, Tinsley has been building up a diverse and loyal fan base in the U.S. and other parts of the world. She has written over 300 songs and released 4 full-length albums, including 1 live album. She is open for acts such as Smash Mouth, Sister Hazel, Augustana, David Benoit, and Boston, demonstrating her musical diversity. Over the course of her career, she has performed at numerous major venues, such as the MGM Grand Garden in Las Vegas, the Pontiac Silverdome in Michigan, California, and Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California. And she has completed 3 tours of Japan in 2006, 2008, and in 2012. On these tours, she has performed a string of Navy base shows, at TV reappearances, at baseball games, and other venues. Continually touring the U.S. and writing songs every day, like A Cheyenne's Eyes, the theme song for the TV show Cheyenne's Eyes, or More Sinners Than Saints and Meet Me Halfway, I played on the radio in the U.S., U.K., and Japan. I wanted to watch in the music world. And there you have it, folks. That was this week's Indie Country Radio. Now, this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have a returning guest. The lovely Miss Aubrey Ouellette will be joining us again to talk about her brand new release, Romance Me, as well as her plans for the rest of the year, touring wise and music wise. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Wit Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.